Blog Talk Radio.
So, well, I don't know what's going on with the music, but welcome to another fun episode. We're going to have some fun on Philly Shine Radio. Live on a Tuesday, had a little rocky weekend. This has been a rocky start. We're getting it big popping. Tonight, I'm excited. Got my sidekick, my partner in crime, truth teller with me. Definitely going to hold it down and have some fun tonight. Special guest calling in, my boy, Reunrated. Talented brother out of Philadelphia. Definitely got his music on deck. So, can we get to know him and talk some more? I wanted to feature Razor on the call tonight, but I really want to get a chance to promote it. I talked to Razor. He's definitely on a come up in Philly. His talent is just crazy. Check out his freestyle, 0 to 100. I guess it's somebody else's song, but he kills the beat. Kills it. But follow him on Instagram, 215Razor. Wait a minute, no. Razor215OBH. But I'm going to double check because I know he used to be Razor, 215Razor. We're going to check it out, get it popped in with him, like I said, Thursday. Just, you know what I mean, taking a chance to really promote, you know what I mean, and show some love. Tonight I had to go in and show love to my boy, Rian Rader. We had so much fun when he was on the call with us last week on Tuesday. It was a lot of fun. Truth Teller had, you know, she had her moment, too. Well, we could bring up all that, but definitely want to show them some love tonight and also get everybody to come out and party this weekend in Philadelphia. We got Club Onyx Friday night. Erica Minner, you know, showing some love from the Bad Girls Club. I forget her name. I'm about to go look at the flyer. I got the flyer right here. Let me grab that drawing, because it's definitely popping. When we had all the Bad Girls Club last Sunday, OMG was so turned up. Miss Cat definitely was looking crazy, amazing in that outfit. I'm like, damn, I want that drawing, but I'm not brave enough to, you know, pull it all out. But you never know. I don't know. I ain't that scared, but she had it on. I was looking like, good. But, Erica Minna, she's going to be by herself. Oh, it's going to be a black and white party. So definitely come out Friday, June 13th. We want to show some love to the little sexy Puerto Rican firecracker, Erica Minna. Black and white party at Onyx. Doors open up at 7, and we party till 5 in the morning, so don't miss out on that thing. I'm just saying, don't miss out on it. But definitely want to show everybody some love and thank everybody for calling in tonight. I got a small topic I want to talk about. Really, it's just kind of like really simple, but I want to ask it in two ways. Just like reminiscing how my girl Truth Teller does the topic. But I want to know, you know, how do you feel when someone tries to compare you to someone else? And why do you try to compare people who are like completely different? You know, I hear Truth Teller giggling in the background. What I mean by that is, and this is a big one, get to my fucking nerves. How can you compare the way that, you know, let's say an Asian, a Caucasian, a black person, a Mexican, or, you know, a Latina was raised, and then try to make it seem like, now I'm all about equality, don't get it fucked up. Like, I feel like everybody should have the same rights. Everybody should have the same opportunities. Everybody should be treated the same. I'm all for that. I'm all for that. What I just don't like is you cannot compare a black man who, say, didn't have his father, say he didn't have his mother, you know what I mean, say he was raised by his grandmother, say he did have both his parents, or whatever, to the same way that a Caucasian is raised, you know what I mean, is the same way as an Asian child is raised. You know what I'm saying? Like, it cracks me up when they be like, oh, black people, they don't do it like this, and, oh, yeah, I'd rather work with a white person because they... I can't take it. It's like, it's no way in hell that you could give a person the same value. That's like, you only compare things that are comparable. Stop it, guys. Like, people try to be too judgmental. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm really looking things for what it is. Like, you guys are ridiculous to me. And I don't ever try to expect a black person or, you know, Asian or even a Caucasian or whatever to do anything, you know, similar or even top guy. Oh, when I was working with a white person because I think that is a form of racism. You know what I'm saying? Like, to try to think that I'm supposed to, you know, fill the same shoes as somebody who had their college tuition since they were 11 years old or since they were born. You know what I mean? Like, certain people just, life is different, you know? It really grinds my gears. I'm getting tired of motherfuckers. Like, stop it. Don't bring up to me somebody else's shortcomings because you failed someone else's, you know, a better opportunity or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody can do their best in a certain way without having to be, you know, compared to, especially don't be comparing me to your ex. Like, that is a straight no-no. Like, we definitely was going to bring some fun into it a little bit. Getting y'all business, you know, like, ew. Like, I can't take that shit. Like, I don't want to know how she was doing you because I'm not her. You know what I mean? And I've never been like, oh, when I was with him, he was, you know, I think that's corny too. So we got to cut that out. And I want to talk about that because I got some funny stories that's happened last year. Oh, my goodness.
Last I can't wait.
Epic. But what is that true? Tell her welcome back, honey.
Hey.
Oh, she's singing it to us now. Were you able to check in on the conference call last night?
No, I wasn't. I'm sorry.
You guys, oh, my God. All I got to say is ring Mike Bell. Shout out to Mike Bell, Mike_Bell, the number one. He has this new track, Ballin', featuring Yo Gotti. That joint is crazy. Like, yeah, he's from out of Miami. Definitely, that joint need to be the Heat anthem. I don't know how they're doing in the series. I'm sure they're going to win. Shout out to Team Miami. I fuck with the Heat always. That joint crazy. You got to hear it. I'm going to make sure I get it popping for Philly Shine Radio. I don't know if I have it uploaded. I might. Let me know, Truth Teller, if you see it on here. I might. Because I was just, like, listening to it over and over again before I did the conference call. And my girl, Connie Amarilla, oh, yeah, I got her name so right tonight because I've been obsessing over her as well. Real whole bunch of talent. It's amazing. So we're going to have a really fun week, month. Shout out to the X Squad DJs. You know, we definitely burn shit down. And, of course, for next month's call, I'm going to be showing love to my artists, especially Snapfest. They are just so, 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 so talented. I'm loving their work ethic. I'm loving the communication. I'm just so excited to put everything together and present it to the world. But next month, we definitely want to be premiering three singles on the conference call. So it's going to be straight to the point, because also I'm going to have everything, everybody's email address, everybody's Twitter, everybody's Instagram, everybody's cell phone. So if I got your number, you know I'm about to blow you up about my boy Snapfest and my pride and joy, my sister. I got to say, I got to call Toxic. My sister, I love her so much. Toxic Electrica, we're going to be pushing out her first single, Blows. We're going to get that video shot and done and take off for real. It's, you know what I mean? It's all for the crowd. It's all for everybody to enjoy themselves. Tonight, along with our little topic, like I said, comparing things, that's going to get in people's head a little bit, like I said about it. But we got my boy, Re-Unrated. Very, 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 very talented. I got to get into this name he has, you know what I mean? I like calling him Re-Re because he a little young buck, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I like to treat my young bucks, give him a little cute, you know, nickname or whatever. But I know he has crazy support. He's been performing. He has a performance coming up. So definitely want to get everybody to come out and support him. And he's calling from a 267-351 number. So
okay, let me go ahead. This thing, refresh it.
Okay. And anybody else listening on a call, definitely press one. We will show love and get to your call and turn it up tonight. You know what I'm saying? Ree has a title track on deck.
Oh, I see you. 351. Yeah, I see you. I see you. He didn't press one, but I opened up his mic. 267-351.
How you know it's him? It might not be him.
Might not be him, but you know that's three. Let's open up and see what we got. So
how was your day today?
My day was cool.
It was cool.
Okay, what's wrong with Love Top? Well, talk about issues.
I had a cool day today, too. I made some side money as a masseuse.
Oh,
y'all want me to go into detail about that, but...
Oh,
you know, I'm part Swedish.
You
know. I get a little Swedish.
O'clock.
No, it wasn't. I was going to say I get a little Swedish. It was no Chinese stuff. It was no happy ending. No happy ending, but I was a little Swedish. I got my hold on.
Okay, what's going on here? Slow, not letting me open up no mic. Give me a second to refresh again.
Oh, yeah, it did. Just refresh the screen. We'll get a chance to open up Ree Mike. And if that is you listening, Ree, just make sure you press the one where the prompt says you're now in the host queue. And that's for anybody listening in. You want to join in on the show, definitely press the number one and open up your mic. Let me get it popping for tonight. Right now. Had some fun, check out some music. I didn't start the show off with some music. Matter of fact, can we play the song from G-Stax, Stand Up? Maybe that'll help. Salute a real nigga, Stand Up. Y'all know I call songs whenever I want, but we figure it out in the end. I gotta stop becoming so obsessed with music. Like, I really got a problem. Like, I need rehab. Somebody send me to rehab. I'm always calling people, giving them new nicknames, calling their songs the bridge, or
calling
their songs the first line.
That you want to know. Oh yeah, like you called Rob Dillinger twin, because I call him twin. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't
like
him right now. Thanks,
oh,
man.
Don't talk about my, leave my twin alone.
No.
We talk about my twin later.
You okay? You need some help? What's wrong?
We going into the song.
He is sleeping. Yes. All right, I hope you figure it out. Shout out to my dumbass neighbors.
Hold on,
thinking I'm
going
to let my son go fix their shit at midnight, 11 o'clock at night. I should have mooned them.
How
I should have answered
the
door.
Going into the song?
Oh, yeah, let's go into the song because I'm getting angry. I need some music.
How about it's playing, but it's not playing?
I can't hear it. Maybe. Oh, no. Blog Talk, don't do this to us. We had time. We'll try to open up. I don't pay for this, guys. Like, saying no, Blog Talk will give a bitch a refund, so I ain't gonna get that mad. Let's see if we complain. So we'll figure out the technical difficulties and.
Yeah, let me try again. Yeah.
You're trying to do what? Play the,
I closed out the thing and trying it again. Here we go again. Yeah, this is the time that I'm having.
Were you able to open up your mic?
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody listening. Give us a second. We'll be able to assist ourselves and get it popping.
Okay, here we go.
Well,
I'm gonna text you something and let me know if this is what we're looking for, all right?
What you mean? If I'm looking for what? Just play one of the songs, any of the songs. I don't know. Try to figure out these boring-ass technical difficulties. Gosh. Man, how much fun is this Blog Talk radio? I don't really get it. This website's not working for me either. Sucks. Well, we're going to figure it out. Maybe I'll just call Ree on a three-way.
Wait,
a good old fashioned way.
Okay, there you go. There you go. How about that? So is that it?
You said what?
Check your text messages.
Check my text messages. Okay.
I just text you.
Okay. Fuck this stupid ass shit. Why are things messing up? Well, shout out to everybody that's listening in. Thank you so much for your patience.
Yes, I'm trying, y'all. I know I ain't been on Blog Talk in a long time. I'm sorry, y'all.
What should this work?
Anyway, Did you check the text I just sent you?
Yeah, open his mic. I told you.
Oh. It's going around in a circle.
Oh, so I think about it. All right, so at least the thing is thinking. Thank you for your patience. We'll get it popping.
It
I want to
start
at 11:15 anyway. You
said
what?
It didn't do that to me.
That's because you're special. And then I had to do it to you.
As soon as we get this thing going, it won't do it.
So wait a minute. What to me? Oh, God. Ugh.
Okay, it's...
What you want from a nigga Blog Talk? Like, real rant. What you want from a nigga?
I think it's open.
Ree?
It ain't saying that.
If it's open, he would know. It would say unmuted. Unmuted. Ree, can you say something? Ree, I'm rated.
No, don't say that.
Just keep his mic open. Is the mouse on the switchboard 40? Is the Mel on the line 404? Huh? You know the Mel's number. Is the Mel on the line?
What
are you saying?
You know what? Stay out my room.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Oh goodness! you might need to reveal something at midnight, thing, though.
Okay, let's try to refresh the stage again.
Oh my
this thing
goodness!
This they're gonna blog talk thing is not working. This blog talk thing is not working. There's something going on with blog talk. Blog talk really needs ass whipped. I'm ready to write it a really strong letter. I'm about to have a BF.
I'm about to have
about
one,
to have
too. Because
I'm trying to do this. We can't even have a topic. We can't even have a topic.
Yo.
It can't be nothing.
Yeah, that's not fair. Try to play the song again. See if we can play Rita's song.
Okay,
play a song. Let's try a different song. Maybe that'll work. I wonder if anybody can hear us. No, they got to be able to hear us, because if we can hear each other. Maybe.
Yeah, they should be able to hear us.
I don't know. Goodness gracious. This is crazy.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
This when I was having a good day, Blog Talk tried chasing me off. It's all right. You can't bring me down, Blog Talk. All right.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to open it up with that and that. Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to figure this out. But definitely, like I said, shout out to my boy, Rian Reddit. Even if we don't get this figured out.
Okay, he's open.
I'm definitely going to show him some love.
He open. You can say something.
Yo.
Ray. Oh,
yo,
I can hear him
on?
Now.
Thank
you so much for your patience. I don't... computers. I wish we had a... Speaking of comparing, now I could compare the fact that American computers are crap. Compared to the computers that they have over in Asia. Real rare.
We need a better system other than Blog Talk with their crackheaded ass.
It's not even Blog Talk because, Blog Talk is all over the world as well. You know, it's not just Blog Talk. It's got to be the internet. It's not just Blog Talk. It's got to be.
Blog Talk.
It's the government.
So how do you know people want to talk? Is the question mark next to it?
Yeah, that means they press the one.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me that. All right. So
I didn't know that. It's a new system. All right, get over it. Move on. But let's see if we can get some music played. Now we got Ree mic open. Ree, stay with us. We'll get a chance to talk to you. Still trying to work out these technical difficulties so we can get the fun started.
So what are we playing? We playing his song next?
Ree.
Huh? Honest.
I said yes. You can't hear me?
No.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Am I muted?
No, I heard
that. If I got to repeat myself, I'm yelling. I don't care.
You know what?
Who you is?
You yelling at me? I can yell.
That's why my mom be popping me sometimes. My dad be ready to fill me too. Like, what? Like, what? I'm trying my patience.
Okay, I'm going to get you. Bye.
Just play a damn song. If I yell again, you know you're going to cry. I beat you up.
Well, here you go. It's going in a circle and it's playing, but it ain't doing nothing.
Boo!
Blog
Boo, Blog Talk. Boo. Maybe it is Blog Talk. Well, fuck it. We'll maybe we'll figure it out. We'll refresh the screen and get a chance to talk some shit more. Now we can shoot the shit with my boy Ree. I'm rated.
You know it.
What's good with you? You the hardest working young buck I know.
Man, I be going hard. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, my music get out there. You know, that's all I've been doing. Working hard.
Tell everybody where you from.
From North 18th and Master. Born and raised.
Aww.
What you know about North Philly, truth teller?
North Philly, I'm from 26 and Allegheny.
Oh my goodness. Badlands. That's not the Badlands. But Ree, definitely wanna, like I said, give you that good introduction because like I said, you are hard working and I really appreciate your grind. Like I really, really do. But when you talk to me, I've just seen you just working. Tell us about this year. Like we in the middle of the year, what's it been like for you? And what have you done?
Man, performances and more performances. Man, I'm telling you, when I say, man, Mr. Collins got me working, he got me working. Got me all over the place, man. But, you know, just constantly doing these shows left and right, in and out. Got, you know, down to R Bar, down 23rd and Walnut, be at Lickety Split, South Street, from, you know, Rising Sun, the Banana Lounge. Like, I be all over the place.
What is the crowd reaction to getting a performance?
Well, the crowd reaction, I mean, they definitely do show love. No matter where I've been or no matter where I performed at, I always receive, you know, some type of debt or some good, you know, notes on my music alone. So, I mean, they be doing their thing, I guess. They be tuning in. They be tuning into the kid.
That's what's up.
How long have you been doing this rap game?
Well, I've been doing it for a while, but taking it serious, like to the level where I'm at now, has only been like about maybe 4 or 3 years.
Okay.
So,
who inspired you?
Who inspired me?
Yeah.
Honestly, Tupac.
Okay. Just Tupac,
you know,
nobody else.
Well, all right, since you put it that way, Tupac inspired me, but Meek gives me motivation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm back, guys. Can you
hear
me?
Go.
Yeah, we hear.
No, I don't hear nothing.
She gonna treat me like shit.
That's all right. I'm gonna return the favor. That's all. Do unto others as you want them to do you back the way. So, don't correct me. So nobody correct me. My way, okay. Same, I'm joking. But, Ree, who would you say, like, your music is, can you compare your music to anybody?
Yes.
Or can you say what you're inspired, who inspires your music? Ooh, I stole your question, you mad.
Well, comparing.
That was an inside joke. That's normally truth teller's favorite question. She's like, what inspired your first song? Oh,
I'm joking. I'll punch her in her eye, y'all.
Yeah, I know. Half the show is me talking shit to her and her being mean to me, so sorry. But, what you said you can compare your music. Back to my question.
Yeah, I can. You know, it's that one song is called Who Said? Like that one song that I got one person telling me that I sound like Fife, you know, from a Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that's kind of compared me to that. So, you know, it's been times where I can been compared to Pusha T and My Name. That song, My Name, I was compared to Pusha T, you know, as I was recording. He's like, yo, you sound like Pusha T. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that I take it in a bad way, honest, but, you know, it's good to be compared because you can see, like, who's the better person or the better artist. So, you know, it's a competition done with this whole music industry. So the whole thing, everybody strive to be greater or better. It's no, you know, art or okay. You striving to be, you know, to sell more records. You striving to sell more albums. You're striving constantly, day in and day out, right?
Exactly.
So,
I'm,
you know, it's,
I'm so with it. Now, I'm good, you know, because as far as when it comes to, hey, we're both jumping hurdles, who can you say is better? You know what I mean? That's a similarity. That's all, you're already categorized in the same place. You know what I mean? I'm not, when I say, when I, which are the topic and what I wanted to discuss tonight, comparing things that have polar opposites, like it's just like an oxymoron. Like you cannot compare two things that are just like, you know, way different. It's the same way as, you know, in certain relationships, you can't say, oh, just because I was with this light-skinned bitch, she was a light-skinned bitch, the next light-skinned girl gonna be a bitch. That's just ridiculous, right? That's what I mean by, like, those type of comparisons. And you're like, I had a girl who had kids already I didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because a girl has kids doesn't mean that she's gonna be that one type of way. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, what I said was my biggest pet peeve is how people do business and they always try to say, well, the way that a Caucasian will do business is way different. And they have just like, you can't compare the two. They weren't raised the same. They don't have the same morals, nor do they have the same goals in mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of like,
That's all you
the
have
joke
to say
that somebody told. No. Kind of like the joke that was told. I found it funny, but it was also wrong. Where somebody said that how everybody used to cheat off the Asians in school, but now that they lost a whole airplane, how do you lose a whole two blocks?
What? That's funny. David, so they found their plane. My cousin, like, this phone took off. The aliens got it, you know, in orbit somewhere.
He said, now you lost two blocks. How do you lose two blocks? Nobody
wants
to get off the
edges. They so busy tapping our phone, they're not paying attention to the sky, you know what I mean? Like, you would think that they would keep track of every goddamn plane. What if it would have crashed into a building, God forbid, you know, like
a mountain? But no, they said it crashed into the ocean. How do you lose two blocks?
Shut up. That's
hey,
wrong.
They
didn't
say
lose
it. Greater Joker
they
said
was paying attention
to other
stuff.
Said
they tapped on
the
phone.
Said it, not me.
Now, wait. Am I the only one who got 8 flash flood warning text messages today?
Yo, I got some.
Yo, they was irking. I was asleep, and all of a sudden, I got all these flash flood
warning. First of all, they got their own
messages.
Ringtone. Can I use that ringtone? Because I want to use that ringtone for something else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I want to use that ringtone for a stalker.
Yeah, I'm going to use that ringtone for, I'm trying to use that ringtone for a little bit of love.
I
want
to use that ringtone for a stalker, somebody I don't want to talk to. But let me see if I can play that song, too.
Oh, it looks like it's about to go down. Okay. Let's check it out, and if we can play it, we can talk about it afterwards. That'll be hot. And then also check out...
Nope.
some of the callers. Shout out to everybody that's listening.
Nope, it's
so maybe we can
playing.
Take a caller.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay,
we can
that's
take a caller.
Okay,
I also, like I said, want to formally ask everybody the question that I want to go in on tonight.
Let's go in on the next one. Because this ain't acting right. Love Talk is on its period.
Hey, even the switchboard not working either?
No, I had to refresh it. So, you know, when I have to refresh it, I got to go into the new tab.
Oh.
Blog Talk
well,
Radio.
Next to you, Ray. Huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck yeah, right? Nah, shout out, Blog Talk Dancers.
okay, yeah,
cool.
Let's go on to some, let me try to go into some callers. Let's go on to 215-880.
On Felicia on radio. What's
hold on, wait a second.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. What's
Hello?
Your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Manny underscore Valido, Miss Honest. How you doing today, babe?
Oh, my goodness. How you doing? I'm really good. How you been?
I've been all right, man. You know, chilling, same old, you know, living life, raising children, that's all.
Oh, I'm not wrong with that.
What's up with you, though?
I'm sitting here having, you know, some technical difficulties. Definitely thank you.
Yeah, I know.
I've
been with you all night. The clip, the board keep messing up, and you couldn't get more on the radios. I've been with you, and the girl, she has
so
tripping. She's trying, though. Your right-hand partner trying, though.
Hell yeah. No, we definitely don't give up. We definitely don't give up. But while you're on Philly Shop Radio, definitely shout out, you know, your Instagram, your Twitter. You know, we definitely follow back and show love. And
actually,
definitely
follow
my guest for tonight, Re-Unrated. He is a talented
actually,
young
I'm
brother.
Saying, yeah, I definitely want to follow dude because I don't know who he is because I got somebody that, you know, made a little boy, my little young boy who be, you know, I'm trying to get out there on the rap scene, so I'm definitely going to use him for a little motivational thing there because he's saying he's doing it big or trying to do it big. So my young boy, I'm trying to motivate him, man. I don't know. Maybe I need to let him hear somebody else to see how they're doing it. Then maybe he'll get a little motivated by it, man.
Exactly. If you follow Ree underscore Unrated on Instagram, you want to see his posts, performances, you know what I mean, positive posts, just definitely a humble go-getter. His grind crazy. That's why I had to show him some love tonight.
Well, that's what's up. Now, I'm definitely going to go at it as soon as I get off here with y'all. But let me get back to your little topic, comparing. All right. It's a crazy question, but if you want to jump on a comparison, like on any level, it's bad. At the same time, you know, people go through so much in life that we be wanting so much, we wanting better. I mean, so if you mess it, it's like, for instance, you know, I dealt with two chicks that, you know, act funny with my children, you know, going through the up and downs with them. So my next chick, I don't mean to compare her to them, but it'd be kind of hard to give because my whole thing is that if a woman could treat a dude crazy with a child, what else, like it's like where the world low you could go if you could use a child as a pawn. You see what I'm saying? So any woman after that, I don't mean to compare her, but at the same note, you know, I'm looking on the defensive side. Like a lot of people, like even when you're dealing with blacks and whites, you know, people say you can't compare a black woman to a white woman. But in all reality, you know, a woman is a woman. I mean, and it's kind of, you know, unfair because you be wanting to be with your black woman. You want to be loving them and everything that, you know, comes with it. But they don't be so, they're not as simple to that because of how they grew up. But then you have a white woman that does that and be so acceptable to that. And it'd be kind of hard. I mean, like, it isn't bad that we do it, but it's just, you know, it's a thing in life where we be wanting so much that we can't get it. We let people be like this type of woman. Like, we
now, the key word that I wanted to go in on for you is that you said that it's bad that you do it. You think, so it's already a guilt right there, whereas though, in my opinion, what a lot of people are missing is the simple fact of honesty. and saying, hey, I've been hurt before, or saying, or even coming up with a compromise before you're dealing with a person. So as there is, you have your expectations out on the board, and then you can find out what their expectations are. You know what I'm saying? So that way, when a person falls short, you can either, A, find out if there's a way to problem solve the situation, get back on the same page, or B, leave that motherfucker alone. That's my only, I only have three ways that I deal with people. Like, either we going to compromise, I'm going to leave you the fuck alone, or I'm going to kick your fucking ass and leave you alone. So it's just like, it's just that simple. And I feel like you could stay away from a lot of BS and also protect yourself, because a fair exchange, as I've always say, is never a robbery. Like, if you're letting the person know, hey, I got this expectation, you know what I mean, whether it comes from whoever, a black woman, a Chinese woman, an Asian, whatever, 9 times out of 10, we don't always give 100%, you know. And that's fine. People learn to do 50-50, whatever. But you got to give it 100. So that way when you leave it alone, there's, like, no regrets. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that part of it, and I feel that part. We got to. But like I said, the only thing to be is just be that, like you said, is that honest. Nobody don't want to say they've been hurt. And even if you say you've been hurt, it still comes down to the point where it's the, well, damn, are you going to be the same way? Because, damn, this chick over here, you know, she may be a different race, but she's willing to accept every part of me. But you, I'm telling you what would happen. I'm explaining to you what happened, yet you still choose to do the same thing. So we like, it do be compared, like, we as people, period, we compare, and it's wrong. But it's a defensive mechanism. I mean, we be wanting so much better that, yes, we try to pit two and two, you try to pit two people side by side and trying to see which one is the best. But then we got the one in the back of us that already did it dirty, so we trying to compare, you know, who of these is better than this one. You see what I'm saying? And you probably go towards the one you think is better, when in reality that may be the wrong one, and then you try to go, it'd be like, we just so messed up mentally that half of the time we don't know what's going on in our lives. So we just do it just to do it because we'd be wanting a way out of it. I mean, that's just,
yeah, I can't. I think I have more patience than a lot of people, because for me it's just like, and then even when my patience run out, that's it. Like, I can't do too much more. Yeah, I can't do too much more waiting if I'm already, you know, stated what I want. So let it go.
That's how I'm the same way. I'm the same way in life now. To me, I don't give a chick no more than 3 to 4 weeks. Of constant talking to her to see where she at. If I feel like our communication ain't going, like, I give you a week, maybe a week and a half texting, then after that it got to be some fake, you know, some one-on-one time where we could be around each other. But if you don't show me nothing within that month, if you still got the same story within that month, my patience runs thin. Well, I just cut you straight on off. Like, I don't even deal with it. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you gave me the pussy or not. Yeah, like, even if you gave me the pussy or not, or whatever, I don't care. I'm still cutting you off because, to me, it seemed like I'm not gonna keep going down that same road dealing with these same kind of chicks. Yeah, the sex may be good, you know, it may be fun, but you still don't have nothing to offer me but that. So I'm still keeping the pushing. Like, I don't got no rap. Like, we can talk when we see each other and how you doing, you know, out in the club or whatever. But as far as, like, coming back over to hang out with you and all that stuff, I'm not falling back in that trap because I'm not going to get caught up into what I was caught up before. I mean, a lot of other chicks have been I'm not going to keep going down that road.
That's being responsible. Chill with us, because I definitely want to still go back in on, you know,
well,
topics of comparing and moving on. But I, like I said earlier, you know, if you want to shout out the artist that you're talking about, their Instagram or yours, whatever you have going on, you know what I'm saying, I definitely have the opportunity on Fully Shine Radio where I want to, you know, find out what's up with you.
All right, well, my art, the book, but his name is Real Goonzie. It's R-E-A-L-G-O-O-N-Z-I-E. You can hit him up on, you can actually, he don't be paying attention to what I'm trying to do for him, but if you go to YouTube, you can hit him on YouTube and you can see a couple of his videos. I've been trying to get a lot of people to go to YouTube and just say, listen to him. And if you think he's worth it, get back to me and I can bring him to you and we could probably work something out. You're trying to get him in a studio. But nobody never get back with me. So if any DJs out there DJs that you deal with, anybody that's listening out, is R-E-A-L Goonzy. It's on YouTube. He got a song called Road Kitchen. He got a little freestyle on it. He had a couple other joints that was taken down because of some stuff that was going on up here in Williamsport. But, you know, but he's like, he's hot. To me, I compare him to, like, for him to be his age, he one of them conscious, like, lyrical rappers that I never even heard at his age. Like, he ain't even 20 years old, but the young boy spit stuff that you looking like, well, what the hell? I mean, he got to be,
oh,
like,
nice. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well,
you know,
I know I'm going to definitely take time and check him out because it sounds interesting, my people. I'm going to definitely show you some love. But, yeah, definitely chill with us. We still getting to know my boy Re-Unrated. We still got my girl True Teller and all of you guys listening. I just want to get, you know, get it on your hands a little bit. Just like, you know, let's keep it real, you know. Let's keep it real. I'm all about this revolution. Shout out to my boy, the North Philly Express Yourself Crisis Center, 1529 Oakdale Street, right off of 16th and Lehigh. You guys have to come out. You know, their whole campaign is I Want to Live, and it's really scary just here in Philly. Like, it's so sad. It's so sad how people choose to use violence to solve their problems. People don't want to really work hard to solve their problems. I'm dealing with a loss right now that just really gets to me. Christian was an amazing, fun, you know, thorough young boy. Like, he was only 24, murdered last week. I got to go to his funeral tomorrow. Crazy to me.
What was his name?
Christian. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I can't even get into it. But we have options, you know. Go to the crisis center, volunteer. It's right there. It's a studio there. It's a barbershop there. It's a clothing store there. And the crisis center is there. We are feeding the homeless. We are having rallies. We're giving out information. It's so much other things that you can do besides take that stupid, easy way out. They put those guns in your hands so you could just kill yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much more to life because you'll feel better. Seriously, you'll feel better if you work hard for certain things. You know what I mean? If you're working hard, or even if something is given to you because you asked for it, you know, you have to ask for that help. So it's there for you guys. Anybody, come on, like, be a part of this. We are definitely working hard every day. Shout out to Samad Starks and everybody at Express Yourself. That's ExpressYourself. So that's Express Yourself. So, and we can't have you expressing yourself without you. So come through any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? They're always there during the day just to help out brothers and refer to somebody that you know that just maybe headed down the wrong path, because a lot of you know, inner city kids and their youth, they don't know that there's other options. All they know is the entertainment, which is, you know, bad. I wish parents and, you know, the old heads out here can filter certain things to children to where, though, they can understand that difference between right and wrong, but I can't even explain it any other way because I don't even know what possesses people to commit some of the crimes and this violence. It's just crazy. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, I know what it is because even like I said earlier in the call, even myself, you know, you feel yourself brought to a certain point, but you have to defend yourself or you really have to get out of a situation. But you don't have to kill everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to resort to guns. Like, please, God, like, definitely don't. It's crazy. So definitely got my little public service announcement. Cry a little bit more. I'm so emotional right now. Still going to have fun and, you know, bring things a little bit back. And like I said, like, it's so much to offer, even myself. Like, ask me anything. You know, I'll get right back to you. Definitely if you add me on Instagram or whatever, keep adding me. Because sometimes things get lost in the notifications. They're the worst for Instagram. But we're here. You know, my number's always in my bio. Text me. It's whatever. Here the hell. Ray, have you gotten a chance to, of course you got a chance to work with Express Yourself. What has your experience been with them and even that whole movement and learning about them being right there in your Philly?
Well, you know, I'm not going to portray like I did something I didn't do. I didn't do too much, but when I was there, I got a chance to meet everyone. You know, I did actually go in the studio. I seen the clothing store and everything. And, you know, it was just something that Mr. Collins was putting me down with. He was telling me this is something that I would want to do. So, you know,
Hello?
Yeah, my fault. I started losing signal.
Okay.
My fault. But, the whole program and everything that they're running is just beautiful. It is something that you would want to be a part of and help, you know, stop the violence, definitely, because I do want to live.
Yeah, I know that's right. That's what the T-shirt says. I want to live. Like, make sure you go get your T-shirt and support these brothers.
Come on.
Soul level pieces.
Let's take some other callers and see what they got to say.
Yeah, let's go in, check them out.
Let's see.
I can switch my move, but I'm just.
Let's see. 267-593.
Welcome
to Felicia Radio. What's your name and where you calling from? 267-593.
Hello? Maybe they clicked over.
267-593.
Maybe they're muted. It's all right. Just come back to them. Maybe come back.
All right. Let's see. It's still doing the circle thing. Maybe they can't say nothing.
Oh, okay. Blog talk.
Hold on
slow.
A second. We apologize for the
delay. You know what we're going to do? Definitely, if we can't get the switchboard popping with the music, maybe we can just keep everybody mic open, do a little cipher. There's got to be some spitters in the building, definitely. Yes?
I just like to add one more thing. You know, that the whole Express Yourself movement, That right there, I am trying to look more into it. I believe you do have more information on it, right?
Yes. I'm always, if anybody saw us when we were, you know, feeding the homeless during Thanksgiving, they, you know, gave out the toys during Christmas. There's so many rallies. They have, you know, concerts. They have a whole everything, like, it is amazing work being done right in your city. And yes, I will give you the information. That'll be my next post on Instagram as soon as I finish with the show.
Okay, cool. They also do car washes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do
a
lot of
things. Big
moves. Okay, what is your experience? Well, we can definitely go in. All right. Go ahead, take another caller. We will talk about Express Yourself. My brothers, you know I love them. Shout out to everybody who supports. Shout out to everybody.
All right, let's try 267-221. All right, there we go. That opened up.
Welcome to
Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you coming from?
We're twins.
267-221.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, I'm Shantae, and I'm calling from Philly. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired.
I'm sorry. We are a late night show, but definitely you're welcome to give some shout-outs.
It's nothing y'all doing, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to Rhea Rated. I really mess with his music. He's really positive, you know, inspiring, and I really appreciate that because, like, I was talking about a lot of the violence that goes on in Philly, and I definitely see that he's trying to do something different and be, you know, kind of live above that, you know. It's so common for guys to act like that, you know, and I don't know. I'm kind of tired, but I hope that's making sense to y'all.
Yes, it does. No, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It makes perfect sense, and it's welcoming, you know, because seriously, it's all about finding out ways to do things better, you know, because even
right.
for me, I've never been a person to think that, you know, I'm a find all the answers today, you know. You have
right.
to know that maybe we could be, we don't know right now. Don't make a move. Don't go for the fast, you know what I mean, money and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, nothing against women who are strippers and, you know, women who, you know, choose to use their bodies for certain things. But, you know, I have a
right.
great body.
I mean, I don't
but
knock
I would
anybody
never
so
choose
so
to.
You.
Yeah, I don't knock anybody for it. I have a great body, but I would never choose to put myself on display all the time
right.
for people to touch me and stuff like that. You know, I feel like a woman is beautiful and love yourself. Yeah, you know, show yourself
right.
off. Yes.
I agree with you.
You know, certain times you want to feel better about yourself later, and that's just it. And people have to understand that it's nothing wrong with getting better, waiting. You know, robbing somebody
right.
is not going to make you feel better, and it's not going to give you that longevity because maybe you can't show your face somewhere no more. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to keep doing
yeah.
it. Like,
I feel
your choices have a hard way. So it is positive, really, that, like I said, you bring out so much in me as well, and just seeing how, you know, even for you, like, your posts are always positive. I don't never, you know how certain people get on the internet and they are like, oh, fuck today, fuck you haters, fuck your mom, or whatever, but
right.
it's good
to see that you stay, you know, focused and motivated. And thank you for calling in. If you have an Instagram or Twitter, you can definitely shout it out. I appreciate you calling in the support ring.
Thank you for talking to me, but no, I don't really mess with social networks like that. But thank you, though.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem. Definitely appreciate you calling in and supporting me. Even though we didn't get his music playing, I'm going to definitely get him some bars. We're going to try again. We're going to have you back for a part two once I kick the computer. Sometimes you got to kick things, make it work. Like,
Hold on. No, don't kick it. I was so joking. You can't kick computers because then they break.
No, I'm not
going
to kick it. I'm going to try again. Matter of fact, let me try again right now. Let me try again. We're going to cross our fingers. I'm going to try to play the music.
Yeah, maybe Blog Talk needed some positive energy. Like,
no,
a lot of that going
it's playing.
On.
It's playing and we can't hear nothing.
Turn the volume up. See if that works.
It's all the way up. It says 16 with the circle thing going, and we can't hear nothing.
Oh, F. But it's all right. It's cool. Shout out to Ree. Like, I appreciate you. I know you ain't going nowhere, and Philly Shine Radio isn't going anywhere. All we're doing is just growing and growing. You know, this month we're laying a foundation for the relaunch and so many great events, like I said, coming up, broadcasting SnapFest, broadcasting Toxic Electrica, showing love to all of Philly. And, of course, I'm hosting the hottest Summer Heat Showcase brought to you by Glockaware Radio and Blazing 267 Radio, July 9th, a competition for $500, okay, a trophy and a bunch of media from Glockaware Radio and Blazing 267 Radio. Now, though I said Glockaware Radio, that is just a play from the 90s, a talented group of brothers with a hot
clothing line, and if you guys have any logos or you want to just make up your own T-shirts, they have the whole store right on Old York Road. So definitely follow GlockAware or check out GlockAware.com if you don't have a social network site, just like my sweetheart just called in tonight. You can definitely still, you know, check out the website and order some things and check out their hot show. You know, they play with a little more music than we do. but here, I want to get to know you. You know, it's all about connection and interacting on Philly Shine Radio. So definitely stay tuned. I got a couple more questions for my boy, Re-Unrated. And I do want to go in on tonight's topic some more. And even ask you, Truth Teller, like, how have you, what can you say about tonight's topic? Being on the relationship side, you know, when it comes to being compared to a person's ex or being compared to, let's say, the woman that a man wants you to be or something. People do that dumb ass shit too. Oh, gosh.
I don't know how to answer that question.
What? Yeah. Has anybody tried to compare you to their ex before?
No, not really.
Uh-oh. She tell her, like, I don't have those type of problems.
Yeah. Yeah, play that game. Compare me to your ex, I'm punching you in your face.
What? Yeah. As soon as I hear, my ex used to, what? You getting the fist in your mouth.
I got the funniest story, and I'm not going to put my homegirl out there, but I was trying to hook her up with, and it's partially his fault, too, because, you know, he was having a bad day. He didn't tell her that he was having a bad day. So, you know, and I'm not going to put him out there, too, because he was, you know, doing shit he ain't had no business doing, being as though he's married, he's separated, but not legally separated or whatever. So, you know, they're out, and, you know, he comes to pick her up, and he has his music blasting. So when she gets in the car, she's like, oh, I don't like loud music or whatever. And he has a nice new car, but, you know, it's not like a luxury new car. And she's like, oh, my last boyfriend picked me up in a Benz or whatever. And he was, you know, feeling some type of way about that and wanted to take her to this place called the Eagle Bar, which is like a nice bar, but it's local. It's like, if y'all eating or something, you can mute your phone. I don't know who's making all that noise. But if you're if you ever go out to the Eagle Bar, shout out to their drinks, they're amazing. But it is a hood bar, so she liked the Eagle Bar. I forget what restaurant it was, but I like going to this type of restaurant or whatever. And plus, I want to go check on my grandma real quick because she lives on this block right here, right? So he's like, oh, cool. He's thinking a way out. So as soon as she get out the car, she's like, don't leave me. And then she goes in the house or whatever real quick to go to her grandma. She said as soon as she comes outside, 2 minutes later, he left her, right? So I just always thought that even in this situation, like, you know, this is my homegirl. Like, you sitting here. He didn't say, oh, hey, I'm having a bad day. Stop grilling me or whatever. He just letting her, you know, keep tearing into him about all this petty shit or what she used to. So, and then they, you know, sit squashed it and, you know, just let bygones be bygones. And I just thought that that was just like an excellent, excellent example of, like, don't put a person, you know what I mean, in that category if they're not, you know what I mean, in it. Like, yeah, we both are rappers. Like, you could compare the fact that they're rappers, but you can't always compare a person's style. You know what I mean? At first, one person might, you know, rap faster than another person. You know what I mean? Or whatever. So Like, just don't do it sometimes. It's never, never good, especially if you're trying to belittle another person or make a person feel like, you know, they're beneath someone else. Like, be constructive. That's what I can say. Like, you know, if you are going to compare a person, be a little more constructive. That's what it is. Because, you know, yes, you can say, oh, well, yeah, this person had a Benz, or I know that this person saved up this amount of money this type of way. But then even then, sometimes, I don't know. But just be constructive. Don't be so critical. But let's take another caller before we finish up the interview we have with Ree. And I'm trying to hear some bars from him, since we can't do any live music. Trying to hear some bars. Maybe we'll have the music and everything popping for Thursday night show. Show us some love to my boy Razor 215. Shout out to everybody in the OVH and my boy Razor. Heavy, heavy, crazy music. Trutel, you still there?
Oh, I'm muting my phone. I have noise in my background. We have 215-530. Let's see if we can get this working.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, here we go. Let me go to the next tab. 215-530. Thing like really badly.
don't hate it like too really much. Yeah, well,
love talk. 215-530.
You wrote a nice letter.
Look, I'm writing a real nice letter of hate. 215-530. Please hold on to the next session of refreshing. We need a refreshing start.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little refresh. But, Ree, let me ask you this. Are you planning on releasing a street album or a mixtape or an album?
Yeah, I'm gonna release a mixtape. It's called Another Nation, consisting of 30 songs. Shoot.
Nice.
With that being
songs.
Said,
dope.
Yeah. So you know, I look at it like this: by the end of the year, I should have dropped 3 different mixtapes, and this whole year I will have distributed 90 songs.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Putting at work.
Most definitely.
Putting at work. I like that. I like that. So, what is your first single going to be? Your title track?
Yeah, the first single, the very first song after the intro is going to be my name. So you know that, of course, that has to be first on the mixtape and followed by everything else. You know.
All right.
So, yeah. Oh, and a couple of bonus tracks too by a couple of other artists that I know. You know, just throwing that out there. You know, J Hill, you know, Savage, just throwing them out there. They definitely gonna be on the mixtape too, but you know, it's always gonna be a Re-Earn Radio and Wave Entertainment UTN. That's all it's gonna be from now on.
I know that's right. That's what's up. I fucks with it heavy. Like, I feel like because you are so positive and professional, you'll be able to grow so much. Because everybody wants to be able to have a good time and, you know, have an artist that they can enjoy listening to instead of just, you know, oh, he turned up and, or oh, he dressed nice, or that's why I like him and shit, or oh, he thorough. Like, no, like, you have to have a real love for some music and a fan. Like, let's be real, people. And I just think it's so much better, you know, in this sea of people who don't do no research, people who don't even care about another person. So it's you know, we in it though. We in it to win it. We in it to win it. So just staying positive.
Yep.
Now for me, what are some of your, like, you know, influences around you? I know you have your management, Mr. Collins, but is your family supporting your music and everything as well?
Of course. I have, well, multiple supports from my mom and my dad. You know, they definitely, I'm going to be honest, they definitely do, you know, put in a lot into me. You know, they help me with mental and physical type of reactions when it comes to writing. So, you know, they you know, encourage most of my writing.
I was actually introduced to you through my boy Rich Ruger, who introduced me through your dad. So I do know.
Rich, my cousin.
Okay. Rich is my heart. I fuck so rich, happy. So yeah, I play favoritism. I'm trying to show some love. And then at the end of the day, I play favoritism to things that are favorites to me, you know. I don't just do shit for people just because I know you or just because you paid me or whatever. You know, it gets deeper than that. You have to be a draw. You have to have, you know, that good music, that fun. That's how it has always been. And I have to shout out XYZ Days. We don't push no BS. Like, check out to DJWillMoney.com, go to the XYZ Days tab, and make sure you check out last night's conference call. Epic music, crazy. As a matter of fact, go to my Instagram, Honest, even if you don't have an Instagram. Go to my Instagram, H-O-N-E, or Instagram.com/HONESTPHIRE, or just Honest Fire, search for it. And in my bio is the link to sign up for the XYDJ's newsletter. You will stay up on all information for all the DJs, for all the publishers, for all of our artists.
Okay.
And, of course, for our featured models as well.
Okay. So. Okay, y'all. I got 215-530 finally open.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to Philly Shot Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? It's Nice Frank.
Hey, what's up with you? Welcome
back.
What's
up? I had to call and check up on you. What's going on?
I appreciate that. Definitely chilling. Isn't your birthday coming up soon, right?
No, I mean, it's in a couple months, but.
Oh, no. Your birthday is at the end of the year, December.
Yeah.
December.
You know, I've been listening. You know, I've been tuned in.
Okay, but first, you know, and foremost, you got to shout out to Instagram. Let me know what you got going on with your music. Shout out to your family too. I be seeing your pictures.
Yeah. You know, Instagram, Nice Brand, Twitter, Facebook, everything the same. I'm about to drop industry music too. If you don't have part one, you can get it on deadbiz.com or hiphop1987.com. You know, the music is out there, but I'm just working.
Nice. Oh, well, definitely thank you for listening, and thank you for your patience with our little technical difficulties. Do you have any comments about the topic discussion that we had tonight?
Not really, but, you know, it's good to see people out here on a positive note, you know, that's trying to change things. So I support anything that's positive, you know, just for the person that's doing it, just keep doing your thing. That's all I can say, you know.
Definitely. That's what's up. But, yeah, I got a couple shows popping off, so make sure you stay in touch. I would love to see your performance, hear this industry music volume 2. Check it out. Show you some love.
You already know.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. But definitely, thanks for calling up.
Hold on.
Show you some
Hold
love.
On, wait.
Get some
Hold on,
music
wait.
Popping.
For they,
All right.
You know, for they do that, I want, you know, everybody listening to follow me on Instagram at TruthLLA. Yeah,
follow my boo, my big boo. Shout out to Truth Teller, Sean Love, who always keeps his phone on her Instagram. Like, her Instagram page
is hella fun. All she do is just talk all this all this shit and has the funniest memes ever, like. My mom always on your Instagram cracking up. Cracking up, man. Shout out to the X-Squad DJs, even though the Mel, I don't know where he is.
You know what? On the call tonight. I haven't talked to him in a minute neither. You know, 856, if you want to, you know, join in on the conversation, you push 1. Uno.
Yeah, shout out to everybody tuning in on the call. Definitely press 1. I just want to, like I said, go in with my boy, Re-Unrated. He's been patiently waiting to get on Philly Shine Radio. And shout out to everybody who's been waiting. It's just all about growth and organizing the outlets. For me, it's been so heinous finding better outlets for artists. Like, and I say heinous because certain things just have a ceiling. It's like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to only get here. Come on. I know you guys know what my show does. Like, it's all about interaction. It's all about promotion. It's all about fun and connection.
And coming together
in
unity.
Yes. If you're not together,
and
you're
forget.
Nothing.
And you can't forget one thing. You can't forget one thing, too. You know what, right? The tongue roll.
What? Oh, my gosh. I'm done with her. No, like, seriously. You're so such a freak. But seriously, it's all about, you know, stripping in these outlets. So that's all I'm going to say right now. And, you guys, it's coming up. It's been so much fun. So much fun working with X-Fly DJs, Hitmakers Conference Call, Superstar Makers, shout out to Moneyline Entertainment, Toxic, Snap Status, shout out to Diva Status, shout out to you, Truth Teller. You big old
girl. Yo, yeah, where is Diva at?
I don't know. Shout out to my boo though. But Ree, since we didn't get a chance to get in on your music, can you give me some bars. Can you, like, you know, give me a little freestyle? And I'm going to see what's up with the callers to see who else can give me a little bit of music. Because tonight I have no music again. Don't get scared now.
I could drop a quick 16 for you.
Yeah,
you know, all right. But how fair would that be if, you know, if I don't keep the listeners waiting?
Oh, I like him. No, I don't want him to wait. Just give us a little 16.
Give him a quick 16.
give me an eight. Let's see if he can count, because I can count.
No, I drop a whole verse for you, you know, just a little quick written joint.
Hold on. Before he do that, let me open up this mic. 1 second. 856-655.
Well, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, come on with the BS and freaking blog talk, mother freaking. Matter of fact, I'm going to say freaking. I'm going to say motherfucking blog talk on this fucking period. Motherfucking ass wiping.
All right, be nice. Never was just being nice, it was working.
Let's try it again.
Just when I was getting the bars ready. You better get the bars ready, Ree.
Yeah, think about it while we're doing it.
No, I think you're ready. I think you got them ready.
You better have
You got it ready. Let me open up.
I'm always ready.
This might be somebody that run the spit too. I don't know who the 856 number is.
Welcome. Did it work yet?
No.
This is like the most bored. I get so bored easy. Like, I'm the worst. Like, how in the world? Thank you guys for listening because I'm irked. Like, I'm like, who do you think you're doing this to, Blog Talk? I'm just going to cry in the letter. I'm like, you hurt my feelings. I was bored. And I'm trying to do a fun show.
We still got a lot of time left on the show.
Exactly. We won't get a pound for him.
We still got a lot of time left on this show.
Did it work yet?
No.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody who is trying to listen in and, you know, speak on tonight's comments and, you know, have fun with us. But let's just go in and hear these bars from my boy Ree. I'm done waiting.
Y'all done, Ree? Y'all done waiting?
She's done waiting. She is so impatient.
I can see that. Started off like, I'm living past my battles and I'm living past the speed of light. Tomorrow's never promised, never known if I'm deceased tonight. 100 bars ahead of these niggas, you know I'm past that. These fake lame niggas get disposed where the trash at. Who'd I be? A monster like a legend, like a demon. I've been possessed, I spit that fire like a dragon. Come around my hood, you know I really make it happen. But I hold my head high and I really say yeah, it is a habit. Black stills with black boots and black hoodies. Kill the street goons to the death, I'm no rookie. Nigga better be coming to my crib with their waist strapped before I lay their bodies on the side of the train tracks. I'ma come to your house and I'ma flash a damn toaster. Then I'ma blow your brains on the wall like a poster. Me and my homies with the butterscotch rover. Y'all know y'all niggas can't fuck with the young soldier. I'm that boogie, but more than sky tissue. Pull up my nonstop, nigga, it won't miss you. So I'ma let Skeegee on the track and he'll dish you. And after this amount, y'all niggas is going to miss who? Something like Quick 16. There. Yeah, really.
I had to mute myself. Like, I'm sitting up here just listening to your talent. Like, I'm like, yes. Rhyme. Like, one thing, niggas from Philly, they got that flow, but they don't be rhyming right. So I fucks with that shit. That shit was hot. I can't wait to hear the music to the beat. What song is that from?
That's Streets Hard featuring Ski Jizzle. I know the Soundwave Entertainment representative.
Oh, nice. What's his Instagram information? Well,
you got Ree with two E's. That's REE _unrated. You know, same thing with Twitter, Ree unrated. Same thing with Facebook, re-unrated, bookings, and email address, re-unratedbookings@gmail.com. Everything is the same, plain pointing to the simple. So.
Hate Twitter. Man, Twitter don't get
Definitely shout out to you. I appreciate getting the chance to get to know you and talk to you more. Part two is going to be better because I tell Blog Talk in my letter when I cry to them, listen, I'm going to be interviewing Ree Unrated again, and this time I want to play his music, bitch ass. Like, no, I ain't going to say that to him, but I am going to say something to him. I'm going to let him know how I feel, put some type of way. But it's been, it's definitely been a pleasure, and like I said, I'm going to let you know ASAP, where either I'll bring you back Thursday or the following week, but also give a shout out to your next performance. When is it, July or is it June 19th?
June. And how did you get whiff of that?
Me. First of all, if something's going on, I'm checking you out. Like, I'm not a person, and this is what I tell a lot of people, like, if you don't do your research and really see things about a person, really, really Google them, really, really look at the pictures and really see if they had a party and there was only two people there and, you know what I mean, really see if they're, you know, promoting themselves, if they're being positive. So, yeah, I stalked you, sort of, you know.
I call it research. Stalked you. Did you hear that?
No, like, you know, sort of, like you know, like I did some recon, you know, like I can be in the military, how I do my recon, that's all, you know.
One thing I can say about you, you kept your word. You said you was a thing, you kept your word.
Yes. I don't say shit for nothing. Say all I got is my word and my titty balls. Well, go ahead, tell us about the event, honey.
Well, it's definitely gonna be popping. You know, they I can't really say
okay.
too much about it right now, simply because that is not actually, like, we haven't really decided what time and how much and everything, et cetera, et cetera. But it's definitely going to do one thing, and I'm
honestly,
definitely
look at me,
I'll
be getting an exclusive.
Hold on.
Yeah, you better get
hold
that
on,
information
y'all.
To us in 9 days.
Hold on, wait. I was trying to tell y'all that I opened up another mic. It was 215-601.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello, hello.
How you doing, man? My name's Jose. I'm from North Philly. I just want to give my main man a shout-out. Love you, bro. So, knew this man since middle school. Man, got a whole bunch of talent. Before I nodded out, I wanted to give my man a shout-out.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Coming in. This 856 number will not come in. Why?
Oh, well, definitely. Thank you so much for joining us and your patience on this late night show. When I get stuff situated, I may have a morning show or whatever, or like something like that. I don't know. I might have a happy hour show. I need to drink like I used to. I don't know. We're going to do something. But thank you for staying up.
No problem. I gotta get that bad job. I gotta work tomorrow, 7 a.m. So.
You
right,
bro. Yeah, I'm working, man. Yeah, I like that. I'm sorry. Nobody listen to Truth Teller type like, rule tonight. It's bad.
What?
No. Oh goodness. Sorry. Well, definitely. Thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight. We are still, you know, I'm just so excited about what's to come. You know, like, it's so calming. Like, it's like, all right, it's time to work. I love to be busy. Like, it's just like staying busy, and then I inspire others, and especially my family, my son. So that's all, just stay busy, stay productive, and stay supportive, you know. Support more positive things and fun things, and just the person expressing themselves, you know, like however you got to express yourself, whether if it's, you know, if it's positive, if it's venting, like whatever, you have to get it out, you know, no
yeah.
matter what. Like we all need a place to vent. We all need a place to express yourself, and I'm going to shout out again the Crisis Center on 16th and Oakdale, right there on the corner. Is there, you have options, like we are making a way, you know, just shout it out from a rooftop, say it every day, I want to live, and it's going to catch on, I know it, I just know it, I definitely know it. We're going to have some fun, we're going to be able to play some more music. Tune back in with us on Thursday. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get a lovely topic popping as well as have some music. Again, I want to thank you so much, Ree. I want to thank everybody for listening in. We're going to end the show a little early tonight, being as though
all these technical difficulties. I need a refund, like Blog Talk. Give it up. The door's open. Plus, I got company. My sweetheart came to see me. So we are ready to close out the show. Let's try to play music one more time.
Well, let's see. I'm going to try to play it one more time.
Soundwave Entertainment.
Sound just key jizzle.
UCN.
Nitty.
We'll make you famous. PMG. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I can tell your girl she can have more dick. Big guns with lips got me walking on crutches. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. Don't get it fucked up, life of a rapper, book of a trapper. Sold so much green, became a Bay Packer. Niggas under pressure, cold like actor. Playing with the life when they know they not a factor. Ooh, come fly with Reed. You can't even get as high as me. Up in the sky where the clouds should be. I move smooth, but faster than a plane I see. Most people wanna be like me, with the fresh cut waves, even the goatee. My fast flow might as well create jealousy. Envy, you better be ready for my machete. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. The weight I carry is too heavy, scary isn't it? Nah, Halloween, but my mask still fit. Out here 12 o'clock trying to catch a lick. You get it? You trippin'? You know I stay with it. Flow so high, she loves when I fit it. I know rats that move faster than a midget. You kidding? I never be slipping. I drop 33 more dimes like Pippin. Niggas always tryna say I'm fishing, but if you knew the old me, you would say I'm gripping. Church walk on with two kicks to the ass limping. That's just how it is when you know niggas can get it in. I get it in. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name. I know it's different and not the same, but re-unrated is my name.
Man, wasn't that beautiful? Track made by me. It's my show now? Ain't nobody saying that? Hello?
Part of it. Let's see.